Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Title Unavailable. In this episode, we are talking about Instant Family. Forgot what the actual name of it was there.
You always forget.
I know.
Every single time. Your mind goes blank whenever you're going to see the film.
I get so far and then I start to think,
what am I saying?
What was it we just seen? So, thoughts?
Thoughts? I thought it was good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was dead funny. I was laughing the whole film. And, like, I just thought it was good. I thought it was brilliant.
You didn't want to see this one, did you?
I wasn't fussed about it. I'd seen the trailer. I was like, I mean, it looks funny, but it was one of the things I just thought, oh, it's one of the ones you watch in the house on the telly or on Netflix or something, just, you know, chilling out. So,
that was good.
I wasn't really that fussed about seeing it, but no, I'm quite glad we went.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it. Did you survive it?
Did I survive it? What do you mean?
Without greeting?
I was so close. I was at the end, I was like trying not to greet. Like if I was on my own in my house. See, that's why I like these kind of films. If I was watching it in the house, I'd have just let myself cry and enjoyed it. But I was like, nah, come on, be a man, you're in the cinema. don't be greeting in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. So, aye, no, it was good. It was funny, but then also it was emotional as well.
I managed to survive it for the most part. it was a difficult film as well. Think about it. That's the thing with rom-coms. You watch all the rom-coms and it's alright, it's to watch. I mean, probably 90% of people that were in that film would walk out and go, you know, that was just a film. No, no, I just seen a film. But, you know, if you actually think about it, and it was actually good at the end that they put the wee website up.
Aye, if you want to foster something, yeah.
Because that is something that's always kind of, I don't want to say a problem, but it is a problem. You know, there's too many kids in care and not enough.
I know, it's an issue that needs to be solved.
Foster parents and guardians. I've met a couple this morning who had, over their years married, they've fostered 150 kids, which is a couple. So it is quite, you know, and it must be hard in that situation as you think about it.
After watching this film, I couldn't imagine fostering and not keeping them, like, you know, not adopting them. You're saying the people were over 100, like, people. That must be really hard.
Take care of the kids back.
Yeah, because you would get attacked. Well, maybe not everyone would, but I think I'd, like, watching this film, it would be soul destroyed to have to then send them back and, you know, after you've bonded to them.
But then maybe if you're doing it all the time, you just become detached.
Aye, well, I think you would have to sort of try to be, but then, like, I think I'd struggle with that. I'd end up with, like, hundreds of wains.
People just do it with a paycheck, but...
Which is sad, but
no, it was good. I enjoyed the film. It was quite funny and funny if you call them rescue kids. How many people have actually thought that but never heard it? Yeah. No, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be about the grandparents fighting.
That's the way
the trailer kind of makes it seem like.
Aye, there's going to be the grandparents fighting over who's, like, you know.
But they're barely in it.
Aye, they're just in it a tiny bit.
That was the grandmother at Hannah Montana, was that what you were saying?
Aye. Yeah.
Or was it, who was it you were talking about just before we started?
Oh, aye, no, that was, it was the girl, the 15-year-old Lizzie. What's her name? I can't even say that name. Isabella. She can't read. Isabella Mona. she was in Transformers. I was like, I recognise her face. Where have I seen her before? She's the wee girl in the Transformers trailer that's like, she's like turned around and faces him, and then Bumblebee comes and like saves her. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Is it?
The Last Night.
The new one that's coming out, or?
No, it was out 2017.
Oh, right.
I never actually seen the film, but I've seen the trailer that many times. I've seen her face.
I don't know when.
How old is she? Oh, she's 17.
It was good.
She's a really good actress for being, like, she's been that young. Like, she was brilliant.
What age is she really, but?
No, she's 17.
Oh, is she?
She's, that's what I'm saying. Like, she looked... I was watching the film, I'm like, she looked 15 in that. And I'm like, well, she was probably about 16 or something when she was filming it, so she was the right age. But I'm looking at it going, she's like, her acting's like spot on. Like, she's brilliant.
Oh, that was good.
She's making me greet.
I didn't, it was, like, honestly, I never checked my watch until I came out. So yeah. That tells you it was a good film.
Ah, you're engrossed, yeah.
It was one of those films. Like, the one bit I didn't really get, okay, was the support group.
Aye.
This whole, when would you ever go to a support group? And then because you're kind of like in the honeymoon period, everyone starts laughing.
Yeah.
That made no sense whatsoever. And like seriously fake laughing.
Yeah. Like it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense in this that they all came at the same time.
Aye, and they were acting as if they were more experienced.
Aye, that's what I didn't get. I was like, yous have all only just started fostering. Like, how do you, well, maybe their honeymoon or whatever period didn't last very long. But,
well, aye. When the women's
are... Aye, that woman, what's her face? October? What kind of name's that? October? But the one that was wanting, like, an athlete or something, she was wanting, like, a waiting to make it into an athlete. I felt like, why would she go to these support groups?
I know, she just
every single time she was just ridiculed and like laughed at. She was just there for
just
comedy.
Just so uptight, aye.
I but come on, like, if that was you, you'd go to the first one, get laughed at, and you'd be like, I'm never going back there.
I know. it was good how the bit right at, you know, normally these films take a while to get started.
Mm-hmm.
But right at the beginning, this was like within 30 seconds, they were ready to do the adoption, which was really quite good. not ready to do the adoption, but like the adoption was raised. It wasn't like half an hour of we're missing something in our life. We're missing something.
Aye.
It was like no, there's a couple of minutes. You know, yous are never going to have kids. Are we ever going to have kids? Let's adopt.
Yeah.
Like cut out all the crap, all the rubbish before that.
Yeah.
And I suppose if you were in a parent that has adopted or fostered, going into that film, you'd be like, oh my goodness, everything that they've said is probably true.
Aye. That's how it happens.
How you feel? Like, we could just give them back. Let's just put them back the shelf. Kid on, we never seen them. And then we can kid on that the parents came and took a court order out to take them.
Aye, make us look good.
Because you do, you think of it, even if you tell yourself you don't, you do, you think about all these things all the time.
Aye.
And that's something that's quite... Quite, I find it quite funny, but... what was her name again? The woman that was the foster carer with the kid that was chained to a radiator.
Sharon.
She is brilliant, by the way.
She's so funny.
She's in Discovery.
Tig. Tig? Notaro. I can't even read names. She's a stand-up comic. Ah, that's why she was that good.
She's in Star Trek in Discovery.
Is she?
Just now, yeah. And she just plays that deadpan character.
Aye.
I'm sure I've seen her somewhere else as well.
I've not seen her.
I've maybe seen some of her stand-up comedy before.
It must be a stand-up comedy.
She's really good. And the other lassie, what was her name again?
Karen.
Aye, Karen.
Yeah, she was funny enough.
Well, she's in loads of things as well.
She's been in tons of stuff.
She's in Harry Potter, I was going to say that. Disney stuff.
Yeah, she's...
She's in loads of Disney stuff.
She's in The Help, Hidden Figures. Oh, that was that one about the women that worked on the space program.
Oh, yeah.
I never seen that film, but...
I never seen it either, but I remember that.
She's in The Shape of Water. Gifted. This is not going in the right order. I'm on Google, I'm not on IMDb, as you keep telling
it's
me off.
IMDb, it's much easier. IMDb is like the godsend. Used to be in the Rooster Teeth podcast. Jack always gets slag for IMDb, but IMDb is the bomb.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Don't you think I've seen anything else that she's... I've seen her on something, but like, I don't think it's been anything that she's been like a main character. You know what I mean?
She's never really been a main character.
Mm.
But she's always dead funny.
She's always funny.
Aye. What was it she was in?
Get On Up.
Get On Up?
No, she was in that. Was she not his mum or something?
Let's get on up.
The one about what's his name?
Oh, dang it.
James Brown.
James Brown.
I was nearly singing his songs there.
Get on up.
Who did she play? Oh, not even. Auntie Honey. Aunt Honey.
She's miles back.
So, aye, so nah. I don't know. Anyway.
She's good.
She's good. She's got any faces you remember. That's not meant to be insulting, Aaron.
No. Who's you that said it?
Aye, but you're the one that's taking it wrong.
I've never taken it wrong at all.
People recognise... Right, never mind.
People recognise what?
People?
No. You know what you meant.
I didn't mean that. I just meant she got a recognisable face to me, Mark Wahlberg. He's got a recognisable face, you know who he looks like.
I know. What's the lead woman's name? Again.
What do you mean, her?
Aye.
Rose. Brain. Our character was Ellie.
She's
Ellie Wagner.
She's really good.
Aye, she's brilliant. She's always in naked and a funny kind of family films.
The one that I liked when was the what was that film called?
She was in Neighbours. I loved that. I thought that was funny.
No. Go back a wee bit. No, it's not.
Is that a recent film? Bridesmaids?
No, the one we went and seen, Mind, with him that was in Arrested Development.
Don't know that
guy. And he goes home for like a funeral or something and then...
Oh!
And then he ends up going and getting...
What was that
married for? Married to. Or not married to, but going there. What was that film called?
Why do these things never go in order?
It's like Our House or something, or Next Door or something like that.
Neighbours?
Our Family. No.
Oh, you mean the one that's...
This is Us or something, I don't know. I'm just naming random ones
just,
now.
Yeah, just what is
what
it?
What was the film called?
I think I know
what
you're talking
about. Because I read
the book after. This is Where I Leave You. That's the one.
That was brilliant.
That's a good film, I like that.
That was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, that was good.
I don't think this one was as good as that, right enough. This Is Where I Leave You was a better film.
No, I disagree there.
What was the other one she said as well? Oh, Neighbours, it was. Bad Neighbours.
Bad Neighbours, I like that. That's
good. Aye. Just now that you say that, I remember
it. Yeah, the other ones are good. I like those.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is she in the new one? Is she in, not the new one, but
she was in the second one,
was she?
It's the same people.
I thought it was just...
No, in the first one, it's Zac Efron and all the frat house that live... Like move in next door.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the second one, it's like a sorority that moves in next door, and like Zac Efron comes back to try and help them get rid of them.
Right, that was good.
Quite like Zac Efron. I don't know what it is. Something about the guy.
I never
dreamy.
I never seen the second one. I only seen the first one.
No, I seen both. They were quite good. Well, the first one was better, but it was still good. Same one.
But no, that. That's my type of film. I like wee films like that.
Yeah.
Kind of feel-good films that aren't...
Aye. I mean, they're feel-good, but there is bits you're nearly greeting it, but it's
I know, because you think about it, but you think, how hard must that be? You know, you built a family in 4 months.
Aye.
You built bonds, you built this, you've done this.
Aye.
You're like...
It was just harder than all, because the Waynes were calling them Mum and Dad.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh man, how hard must that be?
But the bit where she's like... she's good out, Mum. It's like, what did you say? Say it again. Say it again.
Aye,
pure shaking them and everything.
Aye.
That was brilliant. But, the bit with the nail gun and all that, see the house is so clumsy.
Yeah.
You just knew as soon as you dropped the crystal. Aye. She went, oh, are you okay, son?
Aye. She's not even getting.
Right, that's fine. That was so funny.
No,
I was just annoyed he said his tetanus shot.
Did she not see? She was like, are you okay? And it was like, oh, just, you know, just go like, oh, that's a shame.
Aye, something like that.
Just walk away.
Shame, it was really good.
Aye, brilliant.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
I'd also just thought it was cool with the whole, like, the flip houses.
Oh, listen.
House looked amazing.
I've said that for years. That's my dream job.
Yeah.
Like, flipping houses.
You better learn how to fix houses then.
I can fix so much. But, that's what I would do if I won the lottery. Mm-hmm. I would buy a house and do it up and then sell it and buy it up and do it and sell it and buy it up and do it and sell it. And that'd be my dream.
Mm-hmm.
If I won the lottery, I would just buy all these houses and manage a huge big portfolio. But there you go. No,
It was a good,
it was a good kind of message in the film as well. Like, I don't know, have you ever considered it? Have you ever thought about it?
What, adoption?
Aye.
You know, it's weird, Stephanie was talking about it last night at dinner. She mentioned it. She was like, would you ever adopt? And I was like, why are you asking me that? She was just like, oh, I was just wondering. I'm like, I don't know. Sort of, before this, my opinion, like, when I was speaking to her last night was, I'd like to have my own kids. You know what I mean? But I was like, I don't think after I'd had my own kid, I think I would find, like, I don't have a problem with adopting kids after that. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I want to have my own first. But then watching this film, I'm like,
I've made my own.
Aye, I don't know what it is. I've just got a thing about. I feel like
it sounds bad, but it sounds
aye. Like I feel like I want to at least have my own first, and then like you know mess them up, and then I can do well with the adopted one. But no, when she said it, I was
like, enough messing your own up. If you're messing somebody else's up, that's a different kettle of fish.
But I know, just like, and then after watching this, I'm like, aye. Like I was curious why they never even considered that really.
What, adoption?
No, the you know, like, the main people, Pete and Ellie. Like, mm-hmm. They never thought, well, they did, but he was
they
just
never
like,
thought
nah.
They wanted kids?
No, but what I mean is, nah, never mind, they sort of explained that. I was going to say, at the very beginning, I was, like, wondering why they went, Ricky, yeah, let's just adopt, but it was because he didn't
want to be an old dad.
I didn't want to be an old dad, that was it. I couldn't remember why he decided, why don't we just try and have our own wings in, but no, that was the reason. Aye. No, I was just curious about it.
But just because you've seen the film, you're like, yeah, I want to adopt now.
Aye, I'm like, I was just go home and phone Stephanie. See, yeah.
let's go to the rescue centre tonight. Oh.
And then I was wondering about that, because we were kind of joking about that last night, because not rescue centre, well, technically. But because Stephanie really wants dogs, right? She wants a dog, and I'm like, I don't want a dog. So I need to have it. I'm like, you can keep the dog you've got now, but once he's gone, that's it. And but she's determined. She's like, tell you what, she says, I'll let you have a kid if I get a dog. And I was like, well, that's fine, the dog will die in 10 years and I still get to keep it away. But then we just get into talking about that. I'm like, and then she was like, I'm just gonna show up with a dog. I'm like, well, if you just show up with a dog, I'm gonna show up with two Waynes for every dog that you just show up with. So and then I was just talking about going to adopt Waynes and all that. I mean, that's just been, you know, joking and whatever, but
no, that's where that conversation came from.
Aye, it's weird that I had that conversation last night. I didn't even know we were going to see this until this morning. That's weird,
but it's something you would have done.
Aye, like I feel like having watched that film, it makes me even more sort of thinking that it's like a good idea. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, that's maybe partly the point in the film, but
yeah, and if everybody took on at least a Wayne,
aye.
You know, they're
just, but then I feel I don't think I could ever separate Wayne's though. You know, like here, I don't like.
Listen, I hate even watching dogs get separated. when someone was like a whole litter of dogs. Aye. Is that a litter you call them? Eh?
I think so.
Is that just a litter of kittens.
Something like.
I don't know. Anyway,
pack of dogs,
family of dogs, right? Family of dogs, and then they take one wee puppy away for the mother. And give it to some. Oh my goodness, man, my heart, please. Oh, jeez, oh man, that's so.
That's like the.
So sad.
That's a litter. I was just looking at it now.
This.
Well, that's a bit like you know the Saucony Jolies.
No.
You know they. Your sister never mentioned to you.
Know the name.
Abigail's always talking about them, and so is and so is Stephanie. They're YouTube. They're like a YouTuber family type thing. But anyway.
Oh, the Irish ones.
Aye. Yeah, yeah. And they've got the dogs, and they only had the two, and the dogs had loads of puppies, and they've just kept them all. And there's like now 8 dogs or something running about the house. Oh, and it was just like, could I get rid of them? Oh,
aye.
That's madness. Oh, Stephanie would love that. She loves to have 8 dogs. I'm like, no. Try to limit her.
I'd love a golden retriever.
Get one.
And where am I going to keep it?
You got a house.
Right, okay, very good.
Oh, no.
I was like that. I was watching that programme and they're like, you know, they've got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them work. oh no, no, I meant to take it back. She does interior design, but she does it kind of from the house.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of the there dog. At least for the most part. That's what I hate, like families that work 9 to 5 and then have dogs.
Yeah, well that's the thing, like Stephanie.
And there's nobody in.
Stephanie's been going on about it, and I'm like, Stephanie, you're going to work full time, I'll be working full time, there's nobody to look after a dog. She's like, ah, it's fine, my mum and dad or whatever. I'm like, they work on all. Like, it's not fair to have a dog if you're not going to be there to look after it. And then I was like, and you're not going to want to stay home. So I mean, if you can get a good job that you can afford for me to stay home, then I'll do it. But that's another thing. Then you start talking about wains, and you're like, who's going to be looking after the wains? I'm determined that somebody has to be looking after the wains. We're not going to be shipping them out to people. But that's just... Maybe that's just me being all
actually, high above myself. See, to be quite honest with you, it's probably better that you do.
Why?
Because children that have more, that go to different people to look after them, end up having better social skills.
Yeah, but I want them to obey me.
Yeah, but you can still do that. You know, you teach discipline.
Nah, I'm just.
You give kids to other people. Then there's more.
No, I get that. I'm not saying there's... I'm just meaning, like, if I want to have wains, I want to bring them up rather than have other people bringing them up.
Yeah, that's fair enough, but I still farm them out to people. Go, I need a break.
No. There's a difference... There's a difference between, you know, a day when you're, like, going to do something or whatever. Like, that's a different situation. But, like, all the time. Like, I shouldn't feel bad, but I always felt bad for the people that... like when I was younger, that they had to stay, like the after school thing, they had to stay because their parents couldn't pick them up to like 6 or 5 or whatever it was. And like I always felt bad about that. I suppose just because I was fortunate enough that my mum worked, like she just.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
It isn't necessary, but to me, because obviously.
You could be sitting playing GTA 5 and eating crisps and sweeties.
But it's just like. I don't know, maybe it's because I grew up a certain way, obviously, I've just got a certain opinion of how things should be, but I always sort of felt bad for them, like, oh, where's their mum and dad?
But even still,
obviously, I just didn't know any different.
Even though you're saying that now, you know, you need a decent wage to do that.
Aye.
And just nowadays, just having one parent working doesn't work.
I know. Well, it does if you want to be, you know...
Poor.
Aye.
It does.
I know what you mean.
No. Yeah, well, you could always live on benefits.
Aye,
16 hours a week.
I don't fancy that at all. But aye. No, like, that's... I was sort of thinking about that, like... Because, like, it's just the topics came up, so you think about these sort of things. And I'm like, I'd quite like... But it's just, like... How can you
see, I have
manage
these conversations
it?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have thought about it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely do it.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely do it. Maybe, like, watching that the day, I'm like, okay, if I would like to have adopted, like, a baby.
Aye.
So that you've got the whole experience.
Yeah.
It's a bit selfish, right enough, but you've got the whole experience. Mm-hmm. But then when that kid gets to, like, 7 or something like that, you'd adopt another one at the same age.
Aye.
So, like...
Buddies.
Buddies, aye.
But then you might find the one that you've just raised for a baby's, like, whole... this is an invader.
But then you'd be like that with everybody.
I know.
And then once you get them to like 15, 16, yeah.
Then you tell the Wayne there was a baby that they're adopted. That whole time they didn't think they were adopted.
They would not. You can't tell them they're adopted from the
see,
day.
See, that's
one.
What I've always been confused at. I feel like it'd be easier to adopt a child that's older because they already know, than have a baby, and then have to find where and when you broach that subject. Like, do you tell them when they're, you know, like 4 or 5?
It's not that
or
big
do you
deal.
Tell them when... No, but it might seem a big deal to the Wayne. They may go, you're not my dad.
But it only seems a big deal if you let them think that they aren't adopted.
True.
I mean, if I was to have a black baby...
Yeah, that's
I think
different.
They'd know something with
yes.
That.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In that situation...
It's like the whole...
Yeah.
The whole kind of coming out the closet thing. Right? It's like, if it's... Open from day if it's obvious from day one, like then the kid or whatever comes out to the parents, and like, all right, yeah, so I was talking to so and so the other day, and you know, it's just, it doesn't need to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
says it, and I don't have first hand experience.
Yeah.
But just generally, just
because I've got my suspicions that I'm adopted, but it's just.
Oh, I'm definitely adopted. I'm way too smart for my folks.
No, I've had my suspicions because I'm technically not on my family tree.
Oh, there you go.
A guy down the family tree. My granddad down the family tree. It's got my sisters, and it's not got me in it. And that doesn't make sense because I've got a younger sister, so they've just skipped over me.
They only put the women in it.
Mm-hmm. No, well, obviously it came from my dad, didn't it? Anyway, so I'm like, that's not right. There was something else happened.
There is something like that,
Not long ago that I was like, it made me think I was adopted. What was that?
Oh, where you go?
I don't genuinely think I'm adopted. I know that my parents are my parents, but it's like, what do you think? It's fun to joke about sometimes. Maybe I shouldn't joke, maybe that's insensitive.
Yeah, that's a wee bit insensitive.
Yeah. It's like, what are these things? Well, you never had your parents say, nah, we took the wrong baby and you were in the hospital.
Yep.
You never had them say that?
Yep.
So if they can say that, I can say I'm adopted.
They took the wrong baby and they dropped me in my head. So, no chance.
I can't remember what it was, but
you often wonder if that's ever happened.
What, somebody's pinched the wrong baby?
There's been a mix-up.
There's got to have been. There's no way in the history of the world that people haven't taken the wrong way by accident. On purpose, I think it's
no, but
going
I mean,
to be a
like,
great deal,
it's
but
not came out. It's like someone's found it and covered it up, and then it's came out like 20 years later.
I'm pretty sure that's happened.
What's
that's got to have happened.
It's got to have. If you get any history of diabetes or heart failure in the family, not my family have been completely healthy, all died at old ages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to your genetics, no, they didn't. So all your family have died in their 40s. We like different types of diseases and diabetes and cancers and heart failures. And
you know when they ask you that, like, you know, like I don't know what all my great, like, you know, my grandparents and all that died of or the rest of it, or that they had.
Well, you know what your grandparents died of?
I don't really. I can ask the question, but it never occurs to me to ask the question. So when I'm in the doctors or I'm in the dentist and they ask me, or the opticians even the other day were asking me about like diabetes, I'm like, I don't think so. Nobody's told me.
I was in Clark's the other day getting shoes fitted, and they asked me, any history of heart failure in your family? Because wait till you see the price. Anyway, but yeah, no, it is a consideration. But even before seeing this film, I didn't actually think it was going to be as not normal, but like as real a film.
What
it was.
Aye.
I thought it was going to be a complete and utter laugh.
Mm-hmm. Aye, just
I
total.
Thought it was just a comedy. I didn't think it was like a. Is that a rom-com?
It's not. It's a drama / drama comedy drama. Technically.
A
drama / comedy.
Com-dram?
I don't know. A drama
a comedy. Comorama?
A comorama.
No. A com...
Right, we get it. It's done.
No,
drama comedy, that's what it was.
A dramic?
A dramic.
No, a dramedy?
A dramedy.
Yeah, that works out, that works easy.
But yeah, no, I thought it was going to be, you know, like, why, well, actually, I've not. Have you seen Daddy's Home?
Don't think so.
I thought it was going to be similar to that from the, like, trailers and stuff. Obviously, it's the same. It's Mark Wahlberg again. He was in that. He was in both, they think. It'd be funny if it was the exact same man. Like, the same character.
She's gone off the rails.
Aye, he's like, I've got Wayne somewhere, but I've decided to adopt new ones.
It's interesting. It must be hard as well for parents like that, you know. You think it's hard to be able to see your kids go to somebody else. And
yeah, I was thinking that, I know. When you're looking at the mother, what's her face?
Even both ways, you know.
Carla, or whatever her name was. Like, she, like, obviously in this situation, she was like a drug addict. And she was getting, the girl was trying to kind of push her into taking her because she wanted her mum. But like, even for that point of view, if she did really want them, like, that must be hard if the government or whatever just go, no, you're not fit to have that, Wayne. that must be hard.
Aye.
Or you want them, but then the Wayne doesn't want, like, even any situation like that, it must just be hard.
Must be. Even, it must be hard to say you don't want your own kids.
That and all, like, oh man. Aye. Like,
you know, it's, there's more than one ways to skin a cat. In that regard.
Getting emotional thinking about it. Just...
That must be hard. And it must be hard for the wee lassie, you know? The wee lassie just doesn't think.
And she thinks, oh, smart. She's my mum. She wants us back and all the rest of it.
She just assumed. It's made an ass out of her. Doesn't work as well, does it?
No, no, no.
Aye, so I liked it. I think it was, as I said, it was well paced as well. It wasn't really an up point or a low point. It was just real.
Yeah, just felt. I mean, it did have the sort of the low to where they thought they weren't going to get them and all the rest.
Oh, aye, but it wasn't like an obvious point. Like, it was, that could have been the low point, or it could have been later on. And it was that uncertainty that built that actually made you feel more kind of, oh, what's going to happen here?
Aye, oh man.
And then you were fed up. You were not fed up, but upset when it finished.
Oh, aye.
Because you're like, oh, that was a good film.
That was good.
You'd like to have seen the next stage. What happens next?
They could totally do a whole another bit of that.
Was there not a film that was made?
Hold on, I just realised something.
What?
It's a 5-bedroom house. If you got another Wayne.
There's 5 people.
Aye, but the 2 of them are sharing.
What?
The two Waynes are sharing. They could have another Wayne. The boy and the girl are sharing.
Each.
Aye, good, but I'm just saying. They could be
There's
sharing.
There's 5 of them.
You could be cheaper by a dozen in there.
Probably good, eh?
Remember they films? They were good. Well, they weren't really.
I was going to say, was there not like a film where they made, quite recently I think it came out, they filmed the first half of the film with a cast like 10 years ago?
Was that not Boyhood?
Is it Boyhood?
That they filmed it over like a period of 15 years or something,
and
you actually seen
back?
You actually seen the kid growing older? No, they done it like, it was like they filmed like once every year.
Aye.
Over a period of like 15 years or something like that, and gradually built up. I never actually watched the film, but I wanted to watch it just for that it was literally, because you always see films, it's like, oh, a flashback to when they were young, and then it's like some other reactor or something, and then it comes like that. Like, I think that's quite cool.
There's also a programme,
but imagine being the Wayne. Imagine being that like 5-year-old kid that's like getting cast in this.
Mm.
And now you have to be an actor.
I know,
for the next 15 years. If you don't want
to. You don't need to. You just need to be in that one film.
But that's what I mean. You need to every. You're committed to every, like, a month or 2 months a year going, right, you need to come and do this thing. You're like, I don't want to. I want to stay in school. Well, no, you need to leave school and go and do this thing.
I suppose.
You know what I mean? I've always wondered that, you know, like, wee child actors and, like, and, like, you know, even like babies and that. You know, like. A baby didn't decide.
They don't have to do that, but for the rest of their lives.
Aye, not a baby or a kid, but I'm just meaning, like, how does that come about?
Because they need the actors.
Aye, but is it the parents that just go, you reckon make some money off? Like, what? That's... I mean, I suppose if you're a kid, you can ask the kid, you know, like, the way... Like,
do you want to do
this? Do you want to go and be an actor? And they might probably be like, yes, that would be great. But, like, babies and stuff, I think that's mad.
Mm. But as I'm saying, there was also a programme that's done by ITV.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called. It's like 21 and up, and then it's 25 and up. And it's every so many years they go back and film these people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see what they've done in the space of time.
Oh, right. I've never seen that.
Where they've been off. I can't remember exactly.
That sounds brilliant.
It is. If you go back and watch it, you know, it started in like the 80s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's maybe, then it's off for 5 years and they're like, start from all kids.
You know, that's kind of like vlogging these days. You know, like, if these long-term vloggers, like the Stacone and Jolies that you're just talking about there, they've been vlogging since they had the first Wayne.
That's basically the...
And now they've got 3 Waynes, they've got a new house and all the rest of it, but, like...
That's exactly that.
If they, like, they've, you've seen that wee lassie, growthy wee, and obviously a wee baby, she's now like 7 or something. Or 8. 10, I don't even know how she is. I don't really watch it, but like she's like a wee lassie, she's away to school and all that. But she's like,
feel like they know her.
Aye, and that becomes a bit weird though.
Well, that
the people feel like they know.
That didn't seem weird to me until Casey Neistat stopped filming Franny.
Aye,
you know, because it is weird.
Yeah.
And you're like, now, like, you feel, now you feel left out, because you're like, oh, I just want to see how she's getting on, and everyone's at school, and hear what she's saying, and
aye.
And it's no a kind of creepy thing.
Aye, it's just,
it's
like,
just like, you know,
it's just like you've got invested, a pal, you want to know how they're doing.
You're invested in these people's lives.
Aye.
You want to kind of keep that momentum going.
Aye, well, that was the same with it. They had problems, like the Scone Jewelers, they had problems with people coming to the school that the wee lassie went to. And so they had to move and make sure nobody knew where they were, and like, because and it wasn't like they were, the people who were like going to the school were being malicious. They were just not understanding that these people are on the internet. Just because they're on the internet and they're vlogging doesn't mean that you can just go and talk to them or do whatever you want. Like, it's not, you don't know them. You just think you know them.
I know.
Like,
it's hard.
But obviously people, even from the other point of view, the people who are watching them, some people desperately need, like, they depend on these vloggers and all that to watch them to feel a connection to something, and they've obviously got, like, that's a sad way they're living, you know what I mean?
Jeez, oh man, you just made that totally depressing.
I did, but like, these people, like, they must have something up with their life. They think that that's alright. They think, oh, there's nothing wrong with going and finding, like, you know, where they live and talking to them.
But then that's like saying that, you know, if you think about it,
actors and all, people go looking for Hollywood people and all that, I think that's mad.
It's like sending fan mail, sending like gifts and like parcels and things like that.
But a fan mail's different. That's you.
No,
just,
it's not.
No, no. Well, it's different in the sense of, like, if I, like, Casey Neistat or something, if I sent him a letter saying, here, I love watching your videos, they're dead inspiring and all the rest of it, I watch you every day, I really like what you're doing, keep up the good work, I love it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's different for going and thinking you're his pal, and thinking, you know, oh, I know you, so whatever, I can come and, like, follow you about and all the rest of it.
It's not, because some people just see that the same, you know, they want to say, they want to meet the kids, you know, it's just, people want to meet the people that they've invested so much of their time and getting to know.
I bet there must be something up in your brain that you don't realise that there's a line you're crossing there. But you can meet them, you can still meet these
people. But then
there's
only that, if it's like the whole Adam's apple situation.
Mm.
It's like it's only crossing a line if you know it's crossing a line.
Mm. Ah, yeah, you people know, may just not even realise it.
It's like, if people are doing it for honest intentions, is it really wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Have they done something wrong?
Mm.
They're really doing it because, you know, if they're really doing it just to be genuine, then is it really that much of an issue? Because, and it's, again, it goes back to actions and consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to be willing to put yourself and
put your life on
the
internet,
then you've got to be able to face the consequences.
Aye, if people get to it,
that comes with.
Yeah.
It's the same with everything. If you do, if you don't want to put your life on the internet, then you need to deal with, you know, having the fame and fortune and all the money for being an influencer.
Aye.
So, but that's a big bit of a tangent.
Aye, huge.
That's just totally not
redirect right there.
We're talking about. So, final thoughts on the film then. What did we think?
The film, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was good.
Ratings.
I was trying to decide. I think I want to go for an 8.
I want to go for an 8 too.
I want to go for it. I was like, I thought 7, and I'm like, nah, it's better than a 7, and I keep saying a 7 forever, and an 8, definitely, it was great.
You glad you went to see it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd watch it again when that's out in the telly, or the internet, or whatever, I'll be watching it.
See, this is another debate,
okay?
We'll just cover this quickly. But, that's something I could never do.
You watch a film?
I could watch it if it was on the telly and I was just sitting there doing nothing.
I don't mean I'm going to go. I just mean, like, if it's on Netflix, I say, oh, that's on Netflix, Joe.
If it came up, no, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't do that.
You couldn't watch it?
I couldn't physically choose to watch it. If it was on the telly at the time and there was nothing else on and there was...
you just fly through the channels and you seen it was on, you just go, oh, I'll just...
I wouldn't even flick through the channels and do that. I mean, if I'm sitting in the dentist or something and I'm sitting watching it there, that's the only time I would do that. But I cannot see the appeal of... Even if I've seen it before and I can't remember a single thing about it.
Right, I get it if you can remember the film. If you can't remember
the film,
right,
but I know I've seen it, and as soon as you start to watch it, you start to go, oh, I remember this now,
I don't get that, like...
I can't do it.
I can watch them again. It
seems like you've wasted...
I can just enjoy it. Like, I can enjoy it a second time and a third time.
Wasted all
some films I love watching again and again. Can't some films in particular... Like, this one isn't really one of those films that you watch again and again and get, like... look at all the wee like hidden bits that they put in and all that. You wouldn't really, that's not that kind of film.
You watched Vampire Diaries twice.
I've watched it one twice.
Aye, but you know what I mean in general. That's must like have a series. That's like 400 hours of telly.
I must have watched seasons 1 to 3 of the Vampire Diaries at least 4 times.
That's terrible.
At least 4 times. The rest, I kind of fell off after that. I didn't fell off. I watched it all, but like I didn't, like I wasn't as, you know.
Do you know I still don't know what happened in the end?
You don't, how?
I watched the episode and I still don't know what happened.
You've watched it all, but you don't know what happened at the end?
Like, I know, like, spoilers for Vampire Diaries as well, but...
Yeah.
I know, like, they all died.
Aye.
Eventually.
Aye, yeah, yeah.
Aye.
Right.
But, like, I don't know... Like, I don't know how it came to that, and I don't know the intricacies about why that happened the way it did. I don't think it needed to happen the way it did, and that's the only reason I don't watch the last episode again. Is because I don't want to get myself annoyed.
What do you mean you don't get, like...
I don't understand, like, there were so many ways that could have went better.
How?
I thought it was
a good ending to that show.
Everybody dies and they all live happily ever after. That's never a good ending to a show.
No. Wasn't everybody dies. It was when they die, they all go to the heaven or this afterlife place where they all get to be together. Damon and Elena didn't just die. Oh. They have a life. After that.
Correct.
But this is just showing.
But then he then turns up as just like the same age as he was.
Listen, I wondered that and all. I thought surely they should be old.
I'm not getting myself annoyed at it. I don't want to know how.
Have you watched Legacies?
No, God, no.
I kind of want to watch it. I watched the first 2 episodes and didn't like it. It's the new Vampire Diaries.
Oh, is it?
It's a new original spin off. So there's the Vampire Diaries, then there's the originals, and now there's the Legacies that come off of both of them, basically. But. Basically, Legacies is in Mystic Falls, you know, the Salvatore boarding house. Hmm. It's now the school for the gifted youngsters or whatever it is. X-Men.
So it's about. It's now Catherine?
About, no, not Catherine. Caroline.
That's what I mean.
But even then, she's barely Caroline. In it. It's about the kids. It's about Hope Michelson, like the Waynes, right. And then all these different. And then Caroline.
Are kids in it? Or Caroline's like teenagers?
Kids. No, they're like teenagers. It's basically going back to the Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries 2.0.
Aye.
Aye, nah. You're
but it's a school where they're all magical kind of thing. I watched the first episode. It was fine. I think I watched the second, I don't know. But like,
nah.
My issue with it is they've changed the whole.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's like on the telly.
Thank God for
They've
that.
Changed the whole world of it. Like, in the Vampire Diaries, there was vampires, werewolves, witches,
and wizards.
Aye. And was that it? It was only easy. And then they kind of went into a few other kind of sort of creatures, like there was sirens and there was doppelgangers and, you know, like things like that. But they were all, it was all fairly contained in that group of.
And horcruxes.
There's vampires, werewolves, and witches. That was the sort of main basis of the whole show, right?
But we both agreed.
They didn't really go beyond that, though.
The first season was the most true to Vampire Diaries it could be. Mm. When they were talking magically and things like that.
Yeah.
But then it got worse and worse and worse and became just about relationships.
Aye, but anyway, that's not what I'm meaning.
And being vampires what was kind of
say. Aye, but that was just the story. But the magical sort of stuff in this show, in Legacies, there's like gargoyles and dragons and unicorns and... All this mad stuff, and they're just like, it's just coming out of nowhere. Mm. And it just annoys me. Like,
but then maybe it's because they've actually spent time trying to get to know it and learning.
All they've done is they've just made it for a new set of people to watch. It's obviously not for hardcore Vampire Diaries fans who back in the day watching.
But what I'm saying is,
it's like a new show.
Talking about what's the place called? The Raft or something like that, or the Knowledge or something.
What?
Where's the place that they built the school?
In Salvatore Bourne House. In Mystic Falls. It's in the same place.
Now what was the place that they owned?
Who owned?
Somebody owned the right in the end, the place that they blew up.
Oh, nothing to do with that. The armory or something.
The armory, aye.
No, it wasn't anything to do with that. That's not been in it. Oh, far as I'm aware.
Cause that's what I'm saying, once they got all that knowledge.
Aye, but basically they've got all these bits in it, but aye, but that's maybe sort of to do
so
it,
that's
right?
What I'm saying, this is how they know it's there.
Aye. No, but they didn't. The very first episode, they talk about, and then it's Alaric, because he's like the headmaster of the school, right? Mm-hmm. They realise there's some weird golem, gargoyle thing coming after them, and then they defeat that thing, and then he realises, I can't protect these kids. This school was meant to protect these kids, but I can't protect them because I don't know what's out there.
I failed, so I'll resign and let some other bugger clean up my mess.
He's going to do it, but like, he's like, ah, there's so much we don't know now. If dragons exist, how do we know what else exists out there? Like, that they were all meant...
Oh, God, dragons.
Aye, they're all meant to be... They're all meant to be legend. That's what I mean. And I'm like, that's just annoyed me. I'm not watching this now. Because it's like...
But then you'll get to, like, season three and you're like, I need to complete it.
You see, no, you see the thing? I know, I watched the first couple of episodes and I haven't watched since. Because I'm like, right, I might watch it all when the first season's out and I can watch it in a row. Because... And then it might make a bit more sense in going through it. Because right now they're sort of building the world again. But I'm just like, oh, man. Just annoyed. There was nothing wrong with the vampires and the werewolves and the witches. Nothing wrong with that. That was a great... There's plenty in there to work with.
Wait, I mean, this is totally off topic now. Way off topic. From adopting kids to vampires.
But you've got me on my thing.
No, I'm not watching it.
In a way, they're going more towards the books now. In the books... I know I'm a sado, I read all the books. But in the books, there's lots more magical stuff. Like there's another dimension that they go to. It's like ruled by vampires and humans are slaves and all this stuff. And it like exists in the same place as the Earth, but obviously phased off or something like that. And it's just all different. And like the vampires actually can turn into birds and all that sort of stuff. It's weird. Instead of bats.
But can I just interject here?
I'm away from the vampire. What is it?
The thing that this is showing up is that you have way too much free time to watch all these programs over and over and over again.
I don't watch TV shows over again. That's a lie. I started watching Lucifer again.
On that point,
mm-hmm.
How many TV episodes do you watch a week?
Roughly. Maybe one a night.
Aye,
if I get to
God,
watch
you have way too much free time.
I'm home for work about 7 o'clock and then
I'm
go
lucky
and
if I watch
eat,
one a week.
I eat my dinner while I watch an episode.
Oh, I'm lucky. Anyway.
Then I go in my bed.
It doesn't matter, right? My point was that I was trying to get to...
Do you work
to
like
film.
Midnight or something?
No, I come home from work the back of 6.
And do what?
Have my dinner quickly.
And then do what?
And then go to the Boys Brigade.
Right, every night of the week?
Mondays, Thursdays.
Oh, I don't have
Mondays,
cryer
Thursdays
anymore.
Mondays, Thursdays and Fridays.
Right.
And then the Tuesday and Wednesday I go to meetings or I've got my brother over to do some work.
So you're busy with stuff?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've got no time, right? Oh. And this is my point that I'm trying to raise.
Right.
Right, about the film that we actually seen. Nothing to do with the bloody vampire.
Right,
okay,
right.
About the film, right?
Yes.
They have a dog, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just perplexed by people who have time to walk a dog and have time to wash and bathe kids and put them to bed. It's like, I have no... Basically,
you just make
I come
time.
Home from work,
aye.
Right? No, not even coming home from work. I come home at night from doing all the things that I do,
mm-hmm.
Right? 9 o'clock.
Aye.
You would think an hour's plenty of time to get yourself ready for bed and into bed and plenty of time to get a full night's sleep. No, it ain't. Because I'm still getting ready for bed at about 11 o'clock because I've got this to do and I've got that to do. You just imagine having kids. You've just lost so much time.
Right, but that means you need to sacrifice some of the other stuff that you're doing. Like, you couldn't do the Boys Brigade because you've got kids to
look
after.
I understand that.
Can I go to these late-night meetings?
And that's
work,
why I
workers?
Said I would never adopt. No, but it's so much... Like, even having a dog... Like, a dog basically takes care of itself for the most part. You just need to wash it and feed it and take it for a walk once a day.
And pay attention to it sometimes, you know.
It
needs attention.
Anyway, you can take it for a walk and stuff. But you have no time. Like, I would never have time to watch any TV. I would never have time to unwind or do anything. Like, right now, I'm playing Red Dead. Again.
Well, how are you managing to play games if you can't watch
telly?
I played
it yesterday. I played it at the weekend. Because we weren't at cinemas and we weren't doing stuff then.
Are you going to get a catch up on a TV show in the time you were doing that?
I did. At the same time as playing what Red Dead.
Oh,
and I was listening to my audiobook.
How can you do three things at once?
I wasn't doing three things at once, but I watched the TV episodes and once that was finished, I went on to other things. But now I'm ready to start others. I'm like wanting to start like 10 series now. I want to start Homeland.
I've got an issue. I'm not really wanting to watch stuff. You know, like this cinema. Going to the cinema to see these films. They're the only things that I'm like going, okay, I'm going to go and watch that. Like in the house, I'm sitting there wanting to, because I've obviously got a lot more time than you do. I'm sitting there going, I want to watch something, but there's nothing I really desperately want to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. Like that's why I've started watching Lucifer again, because I enjoyed that and I'm just like enjoying watching it again.
Do you know what I was thinking about would be really good?
I've actually been reading more. I've been sitting there reading, and my mum comes in and goes, "What are you doing?" Because I'm sitting in my bed like,
what
like
I thought,
an old man, but if I'm reading my book.
What I thought would be really good is this like app, like a dating app type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite a dating app, right?
But that kind of style.
For people who want to watch the same Netflix shows. Right?
What? Right.
So, you would type in, you are starting to watch, say, for example, Homeland, right?
Right.
Because I'm going to start next. Want to watch Homeland on Netflix, starting from season one, episode one.
Anybody else
want to join and join a chat?
And then you can talk about it.
And then you can talk about it.
Oh my God, that.
Because how many people have got friends, and you're like, they've all watched the series, and they're like 10 years in front of you, like, oh yeah, I don't care about that anymore.
Aye.
Yeah, so you'd have someone that was at the same time you could chat with and talk
but
to.
But then that issue would be is for you, you can't watch all episodes at once.
No.
But you could go on a chat with somebody that can watch all episodes at once. So you start off on the same page and then you're like, you can't tell me anything because you're finished in a weekend, but I won't be there in 10 months. I'll be there in a month.
If that doesn't suit, you know, you can say, oh, I watched one episode. Or you can put in your how busy you are.
How many
episodes you could watch a week.
Right.
You know, that'd be a really good app. And you could get users to...
It's very niche.
But it's not. How many people watch TV shows?
No, but it's very niche in the sense that, like, that's a very, like, specific... I don't know.
And then you can say to them, I'm going to watch... So is it like I want to watch this next. Do you want to watch it with me or do I want to find somebody else?
So would it be like a kind of social media app then?
It's like an adopter, a film watcher. You know, then you would chat to them about it because people want to talk about things.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. Or
they could start a podcast and nobody listen to it.
Aye.
That'd be really good.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, I could pick some holes in it, but I think it's...
What holes?
Good concept.
Hang on a minute. Okay, go.
Just... I don't know, that took too long.
What holes could you pick in that?
Well, it's not really holes, it's just things I think would need to be added. So is the app itself the messenger, or is it just putting in contact?
It would be a messenger app.
Right. I think it would also need to have a feature for randomly picking something for you to watch.
No.
Because the amount of time sitting watching a Netflix or something, and you're like, what can I watch?
Because you could put in your watch history.
That's what I mean.
If you could link your watch history from Netflix.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, it would have to have something in it that it knows what you've watched, and then you want, right, okay, I want something new, random, and then it picks one that you haven't watched, and it might be related to what you watched previously or not. Like, I think you need something in that and all, because me and Stephanie the other night couldn't decide what we were watching. What did we end up watching? I can't remember what it was.
But there is that. Is there not a thing on Netflix? You can type in netflix.com/random or something like that, and it just randomly puts on a phone.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
I don't know. It must be.
It's a good idea, though. I'll try that at night.
But that's what I'm saying, like...
But no, I think it's...
That'd be an awesome app, because there's things that... Like, we used to watch the same programmes all the time.
Aye, aye.
We used to talk in codes because of those programmes. And everybody hated us for it.
It was amazing. I know it was great.
It was so funny. And we thought we were being so obvious as well.
Aye, we thought
people
everyone...
had watched the shows as well.
Aye, and we thought they would totally know what we're talking about.
Aye. Anyway, but the point being that you could have that built in, like someone to chat to about a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And if the relationship doesn't work, same relationship, it's not so much a relationship, it's like a...
What is it? It's a buddy?
Chatting. It's a buddy, a film buddy, or a... No, I need to think of something. Netflix.
Would it be solely Netflix? You'd have to specify what it's on.
You could do it on Amazon Prime or something. You can do it for anything.
But I mean,
you don't even need it to be Netflix.
But if you're going to make the app, though... We're getting into technical terms here. Like, if you're going to make the app...
It doesn't relate to Netflix at all.
Right. Would it have to be, like, in the app you can pick from Netflix, Amazon... Sky, you know, I don't know why Sky, but you know, Sky has loads of stuff on it. You know what I mean? Like, a couple of platforms that you pick from.
No.
Because not everyone's got Amazon, not everyone's got Netflix.
But you can but I can watch Homeland on Netflix and you can watch it on a DVD box set. You don't need to watch through the same platform.
But doing it through the same platform would make it easier, though.
But would it?
But then you've got unlimited films and TV shows and possibilities, it'd be hard to match people. You know what I mean? If you're going through Netflix, then Netflix is easy because, well, there's loads of films on Netflix. Oh, then you'd have to do it by region.
Why?
If you're doing it through Netflix, because we can't watch things that are on American Netflix, which we found out the other night. Well, she found a random generator on the internet for, like, picking a film.
And you noticed it was different?
And we picked it. No. We just picked a film. And it was like, it was Lock we're going to watch, right? Like, great. Went on to Netflix. No, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on American Netflix, though.
We had this discussion years ago. You can do it.
Yes. But I've
not
done it.
It's not as easy now, but...
Aye, but I've not done it. I'm just saying. Like, not most people don't know how to do it.
Anyway. I think this is more an offline discussion.
Aye. Right.
But what... There's
patent pending.
There's a couple of films that we... Well, I want to see. Don't know about you. You know, you want to see Captain Marvel anyway.
Aye, obviously.
So that'll be up and coming in the next few weeks.
Hey, what else is coming out?
And the other one I want to see is What Men Want.
What Men Want?
That one that's...
Let's not get 46 and Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, because Rotten Tomatoes are film critics.
True. Yeah, I mean, it does look funny.
Yeah. So I want to see that. That's the two films I'm kind of looking to see.
I kind of want to see... What's out now?
You want to see that Green Book, do you?
Green Book, I think that was good. And Elliot said it was good.
We could possibly go and see that next week if it's...
Special guest star on the podcast. He's a good source for good films. Was that Green Book? Apparently it's really good. And it's more to do with the
driver.
The driver guy than it is to do with the actual...
Yeah, because he's white.
No, but I just mean Elliot seemed to be the... And then Elliot wanted to go and eat a KFC because there's a scene in it where they're eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. They get really hungry for it. I've still not seen Bohemian Rhapsody. Why is that still in the cinema? I'm saying, why is it still in the cinema? It must be good if it's still in the cinema. Happy Death Day to you. You'll never see that. Nope. It's not scary at all.
Don't care.
That's so much less scary than the first one.
I'll not see it.
Yeah, it's not really much out. On the Basis of Sex, we need to see that. It looks brilliant.
No, it doesn't.
It looks brilliant. You're just sexist.
No, I'm not.
It looks brilliant.
What is it about again?
It's about the lassie. Who's like a lawyer in Tingley and she's going to court about the equality.
Okay, maybe we do need to see. That's not the one I thought you were talking about.
What would you think it was all about?
The one with... Oh, what's her name again?
Like, that looks brilliant, that film.
What's her name? It was in... Oh my goodness, man.
I don't even know what film you're talking about. There's not any other films out like that.
There is. It's not out yet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's the one that...
On the Basis of Sex looks brilliant.
The one that we were... What's her name? Oh, that's going to annoy me.
Just describe it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Keira Knightley.
Oh, the...
That one.
Aftermath,
yeah. The actual film itself looks terrible. Yeah. Trailer's amazing.
Yeah, I don't really...
Just hearing that Claire de Lune in the background. Oh, my goodness, man. It gives me goosebumps every time I see it. But the actual...
The actual film doesn't look that great. I don't think the film looks that great.
But
no. So on the Basis of Sex or Green Book.
We'll go and see that and Green Book.
Mm-hmm. You better see them soon because there's only three showings a day.
Well, so it might not be in next week.
And there's three showings a day for that one. I don't know when that came out though. On the Basis of Sex.
A couple of days ago.
Ah, well, that should be in for a bit longer. Green Book will probably be in less long. Not as long.
So that's what's up and coming.
Yep. Rated 8, great film.
Stay tuned. That's the first one we've agreed on in a long time.
Instantly agreed. 8, yeah. Brilliant film. Still managed to talk about it for a bloody hour.
No, we didn't. We talked about it for 20 minutes and then went off in tangents.
I know, who cares?
We're talking about Vampire Diaries and business opportunities. Okay, right. So we'll drop it there.
Yeah, drop it there.
Okay, we'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.